The processional hymn, Hills of the North Rejoice. Hills of the North Rejoice. Welcome, everybody, to this service on the first Sunday of Advent, which marks the beginning of a new liturgical church year. This is also a time for our spiritual preparation for the celebration of Christmas, that taking place in the midst of all the frenetic and widespread and active secular presentation associated at this time. To mark the various Sundays in this season of Advent, we have, of course, our Advent wreath, and on this first Sunday, one candle is lit. The service is as outlined in the order of service provided. Beloved in Christ, as we await the great festival of Christmas, let us prepare ourselves so that we may be shown its true meaning. Let us hear, in lessons from Holy Scripture, how the prophets of Israel foretold that God would visit and redeem the waiting people. Let us rejoice in our carols and hymns that the good purpose of God is being mightily fulfilled. Let us celebrate the promise that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will bring all peoples and all things into the glory of God's eternal kingdom. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. But first, let us pray for the world that God so loves, for those who have not heard the good news of God or who do not believe it, for those who walk in darkness and the shadow of death, and for the church in this place and everywhere, that it may be freed from all evil and fear, and may in pure joy lift up the light of the love of God. These prayers and praises let us humbly offer to God in the words that Christ himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
To God's people in exile in a faraway land, the prophet Isaiah announces good news. God is coming back and bringing the exiles home. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice cries out. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. prophet Jeremiah offers hope for the righteous branch, a just king who is yet to come. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will rise up and for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judea will be saved and Israel will live in safety. And this is the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness. Thanks be to God.
To a nation grown weary of war and weapons, God promises a king who will establish a reign of peace. Greatly rejoice, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you, triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, and the war horse from Jerusalem. And the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall command peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from the sea to the sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. prophet Haggai promises to God's people a temple even more glorious than the temple of old. For thus says the Lord of hosts, once again in a little while, I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. And I will shake all the nations so that the treasure of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with splendor, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The latter splendor of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give prosperity, says the Lord of hosts. Thanks be to God.
The prophet Isaiah announces the renewal, both of the land and of God's people, on the coming day of redemption. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like crocus, it shall blossom abundantly. And rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap with like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. The angel Gabriel announces to the Virgin Mary that she will give birth to a ruler whose reign shall never end. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Thanks be to God.
Jesus proclaims the coming of the kingdom of God. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.'" John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." Thanks be to God. The collection hymn, "When Jesus Came to Jordan to Be Baptized by John." Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and to put on the armor of light, now in the time of this mortal life, in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to visit us in great humility, that on the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal through him who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Go forth into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor everyone. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Firstly, a reminder that Lisburn Food Bank have requested our parish to contribute towards Christmas hampers. And as last year, they have specifically asked us to donate bottles of Schlur and small selection boxes. For practical reasons, they are asking for these items to be with the food bank by this coming Wednesday to allow them time to make up the hampers. Thank you, those of you who already have responded, but if you haven't and would like to, it would be greatly appreciated if you would bring either to leave in church today or alternatively at the parochial hall tomorrow, Monday evening from 6:30 to 7 p.m., any of these items. On Tuesday evening, a meeting of the Select Vestry in the rectory at 7:30. The bowling club meets at 8 o'clock in the hall on Wednesday and Saturday. Towards the end of this week, there will be our traditional Christmas fair, which we are holding for the first time since the pandemic. First of all, holly wreaths will be available at £7 each, but it would be very helpful. Anyone wishing to have a holly wreath, if you would put your name on the sheet at the church entrance today, please, and that will make the ordering of these much easier, if you would put your name, if you wish to have a holly wreath, on the sheet provided, and also the number of wreaths you would require. We are requesting items, please, for the tombola stall, also cakes, biscuits, and other items of baking, especially items baked at home, books and toys in quality condition, new or nearly new, and prizes for the In It to Win It competition. These may be brought to the parochial hall on the eve of the fair, that's Thursday evening, this coming Thursday evening, from 7 p.m. On the table at the entrance to the church, there are other items associated with the fair, squares for the hamper competition, and also a fireside quiz. If you want any of these yourselves or feel you could pass them on to someone who would support us in this way, do please take them. The fair itself will take place, of course, on Friday evening in the parochial hall from 7 to 9 p.m. And as I say, this is the first time we've been able to do this in quite a while, so I do hope it will have the parish's full support. Sunday next, the second Sunday in Advent, Bible Sunday, parish communion at 10 o'clock. And the loose collection next Sunday will be in favour of the Bible Society of Northern Ireland. Tomorrow night week, that's Monday the 5th of December, at 7:30, The Mothers' Union are organizing a festive buffet, which will be provided by the Mulberry Tree Restaurant, and there will be musical entertainment by Bailey's Mills Accordion Band. And everyone is welcome to that event. But to, again, facilitate catering, if you would like to come, and everyone is welcome, please put your name on the sheet at the table at the entrance to church, or alternatively, let Beth Harrison or Esme Ogle know by this coming Wednesday, the 30th. And as this service draws near to a close, can I thank our organist this morning, Tim Howe, the various readers, and all of you who, by your presence and participation, have made it such an inspiring start to the season of Advent. The recessional hymn, "Lo, He Comes with Clouds Descending."
Thank you.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us bless the Lord.